This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Most of us have heard about the election results in Great Britain and the fact that Theresa May had hoped to get some advantage, to get more power, and in fact she got less. And the question now is, what are the results for Brexit, Britain's exit from the EU? And you might also ask the question, why did this all happen? And you may come up with all kinds of human explanations, but I'm more interested in what God may have to say about it. Now, first, let me read to you from an article by the Associated Press dated June 9, saying this. Having called an early election in hopes of getting an increased majority that could have strengthened her hands in Britain's exit talks with the EU, Theresa May instead saw her majority evaporate completely, leaving her fortunes hanging by a thread and dark clouds over the Brexit negotiations just 10 days before they are due to start. May's snap election call was the second time that a conservative gamble on the issue of Britain's relations with Europe backfired. Her predecessor, David Cameron, first asked British voters to decide in 2016 whether to leave the EU. Cameron gambling that Britons would not want to sever their network of ties with the continent, had promised the Brexit referendum during a 2015 election campaign. When voters stunned him and Europe by voting to leave, he resigned, leaving May to deal with the mess. And now a mess it is for her, for Britain. Because this now, the second debacle, if you please, for Britain, the way some would look at it, has left Britain in a very vulnerable situation, and it has great consequences for the Brexit. Express wrote on June 9. European Council President Mr. Tusk tweeted, "We do not know when Brexit talk starts. We know when they must end." Manfred Weber, MEP and chairman of the European People's Party Group, wrote, "EU is united, UK is deeply split." And Tusk also wrote, "The time frame set by Article 50 of the treaty leaves us with no time to lose," referring to a deadline of March 2019, when Britain will no longer be a member of the bloc, whether or not a deal is reached to avoid legal uncertainties. So you see, whether the Brexit talks start now or later, by March 2019, it's all over. And Britain is forced to leave, whether they have come up with great bargains, nice negotiations or not. And due to the debacle and the disaster in Great Britain right now, with Theresa May trying to actually get enough support that she can even run the country, it is very doubtful that these negotiations will start effectively very soon. Bloomberg wrote on June 10, "European Union leaders are showing May little sympathy with Brexit negotiations due to start in 9 days. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she saw no reason to grant the UK a grace period." And so you have it. Britain is finding itself in a very vulnerable position now due to the two miscalculated efforts, first by Mr. Cameron and now by Mrs. Theresa May. But why? Why would such, in the minds of those people, terrible mistakes have been made? Why is it that Great Britain actually even declared to leave the EU, something Mr. Cameron didn't expect, that the people would vote for that? Why is it that now, because of the not-so-good results for Mrs. May, she doesn't have the support she otherwise thought she would have and would have had, actually, if she didn't have asked for the election? Why did this happen? Now, the answer, my friends, is very clear. However, it is not necessarily very good news. The answer is that God has decreed that Britain will go down. It is clearly prophesied in Scripture. We have been telling you for I don't know how many years that Great Britain will leave the EU. Great Britain will not be part of the final resurrection, if you please, the final renewal of the ancient Roman Empire, which now, of course, would be the final and last EU configuration, the unification of the EU on the continent. Britain will not be part of that. We have told you that time and again. It's coming true. Brexit was an absolute necessity. It is a necessity. Britain will leave, but it will also leave in a very vulnerable position because ultimately Britain will go down. That's prophesied. There are reasons for that. At the same time, we see in the United States of America how America is going down under the current leadership. All kinds of decisions are being made which are leaving the United States in a completely isolated role. Allies look for configurations with other allies. America is becoming isolated. That is prophesied. And thirdly, Israel, the state of Israel, is more and more isolated as well and is being surrounded by enemies. That is prophesied. In fact, it is prophesied that those three power blocks, the United States of America, the UK, and Israel, will go down together at approximately the same time. This is what we are seeing. This is why what we are experiencing in England definitely was something which is biblically prophesied. You need to know more about this because these are the beginning signs of the very end, not just of the United States of America, not just of the UK or the State of Israel, the very end of this present civilization. Now that is good news, because Jesus Christ is going to return to make an end to this insanity, this misrule of humanity, and setting up the kingdom of God, God's rule on this earth. But before that happens, terrible things are prophesied to occur. Now, we have prepared a free booklet, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. You might be surprised to learn that the book of Zechariah, that Old Testament, ancient prophetic book, has a lot to say about our times, has a lot to say about the future of the United States of America, the future about the UK, the future about Israel, but also the future about other countries in the world. It's all prophesied in the Bible. If you know where to look, if you know how to understand the scriptures, this booklet is going to explain to you how to read the Bible and what the Bible really says to you today. So please ask for this free booklet, and I'm thanking you for your attention. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.